Chapter 1, Devotional 14. Do you want milk or meat? The believer's daily diet. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Hebrews 5, verses 13 and 14. As parents, we can all relate to the needs of an infant for milk. For a newborn, milk is the required diet. It gives them all they need and helps them grow. Soon, they will want more, and we are able to expand their diet to juice, pureed vegetables, soft bread, or crackers. Once the babies have teeth, they begin to eat foods that require tearing, chewing, and effort. Soon, they'll be ready for meat. We develop spiritually the same way. In the beginning, our diet and sense of taste is limited. As a newborn Christian, we do not have a deep hunger and thirst for God and His Word, and as we spend time with the Word, we discover that we want and need more. As we grow spiritually, we will experience, first, a growing desire to chew on His Word and digest the Word of God. Second, a zeal to hear God's voice. Third, new behaviors and habits as we study, meditate, and search for the nuggets of hidden truth in God's Word. Fourth, a longing for personal and intimate time with Christ. Fifth, a new sense of peace as we rest in His presence. And sixth, joy as we seek Him in prayer. Suddenly, we no longer have a taste or desire for worldly things. Our taste buds have changed and evolved. Things we used to crave are now repugnant and offensive. As we submit to God's instructions and turn away from selfishness, self-effort, pride, and rebellion, we savor the taste of humility and sacrifice. As we enter spiritual maturity, we are drawn to the sweet aroma of faithfulness, willing and loving obedience and submission to God. Child of God, I encourage you to examine your taste buds and your spiritual diet today. Have you acquired a hunger and thirst for God's Word? If not, ask God to give you the desire and feast on the meat of His Word. Skip the milk and eat the meat. Lord, thank you for giving me hunger and thirst for righteousness. May I feast at your table and savor the taste of your Word all the days of my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.